Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live of the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. It is Free for All Friday. Guys, got a lot to talk about. Got a great guest that's coming on the show today. He's going to talk about some life coaching. That is, you know, we are definitely moving in the right direction when it comes to life coaching. And today we're going to have Elohi. He's going to be on the show. And life coach Elohi. And he is going to talk a little bit about himself, talk a little bit about abundantly developed roots, and talk a little bit about what it is that he will be able to offer the people. So look forward to that. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Also, we're going to talk a little bit. It's Free Fall Friday. We're going to talk a little bit about whatever it is that you want to talk about. I see you guys in the chat room. Guys, I got like four or five chat rooms open right now, and I see you in the chat room. And yeah, what's up? And and I'm hoping that we're able to get some positive rhetoric going and make sure that we do what we need to do when it comes to supporting one another. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about a little bit about what's going on with The Gift and Dre Lay. They have a new show upcoming. You're gonna start seeing a very, very, very special commercial in the next week or two, dealing with their new show, or their next show, that is going to be at the Little Theater in Gastonia. That will be September the 10th, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. You guys don't want to miss that. It's going to be a great show. We're going to talk briefly about the talent show. There should be a talent show going on the 28th. Of August at the Little Theater Gastonia. But we're going to talk about that because I truly believe that there is some things that's going on that shouldn't be going on when it comes to that talent show. And I think that there's a couple of issues that we have to work out, but it is what it is. It is what it is. We're going to make sure that what we do is bring you the very best in entertainment, bring you the very best in accurate information when it comes to information in the community. Hey, what's up? What's up, Sax? What's up? What's up? Coach Cassie is on here. So you want to stay tuned because pretty soon we'll be doing an interview with Coach Cassie. We got a lot going on, y'all. We got a lot going on. Number to call is 515-602-9653. And number again is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
mentors inspiring males for success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. And momentarily, we'll be joined by Elohi, and he's going to come on the show, and he's going to talk a little bit about life coaching with Abundantly Developed Roots. And I think that you guys are going to like what you hear, and I want you just to sit back and relax and just listen to how the vibe is going to go on today's show. But first and foremost, let's talk a little bit about, as I told you before, sorry, y'all, as I told you before, the gift and Drele will be performing again at the Little Theater Gastonia September the 10th, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time will be the show start. The gates will open at 6 o'clock. It's going to be a great show. And then in October, mid of October, y'all look for it. The gift's full album will be complete. And it will be ready for you guys to enjoy. So I can't wait for that. And then there will be another show November the 11th at the Little Theater in Gastonia, The Gift and Drele. And we got some special surprises for that show. You guys want to mark your calendars. It's going to be a great, great show. And I push this because I want you guys to understand that he's working really hard. At his craft. He's working really hard at this music, and we really would like to see people that he see, not on a daily basis, but he sees out in the community to come to a show, enjoy the show, have a good time, get some great relaxation, listen to some good music, and just have a good time, because the last show was a great show. It was very, very well put together, and I really liked it, and I think that the people that were there liked it too. But we're going to get back to that, and we're going to talk a little bit about the talent show that's supposed to happen August 28th. But what I want to talk about real quick before I bring my first guest on, I want to talk a little bit about how we perceive what we need to do when it's time to make some really big moves when it comes to either finances, careers, relationships, whatever the case may be. But this particular instance, I want to talk about when it comes to careers, making moves, being able to jump. You know, I read Steve Harvey's book, Jump, and this is not a plug for his book, but I read the book, and the book was absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I probably need to pick it up and reread it, because I need to do my part. But I want to play a clip where he talks a little bit about the process of jumping and how it is a necessary thing to be successful. You're going to have to jump. And I keep telling people that I know that. And I know for myself that I need to be prepared. Sorry about that, y'all. I need to be prepared to jump myself. And I'm ready. And it's just a matter of time before it happens. And when it happens, it'll be unannounced and it will be unexpected. But it's going to happen because it has to. That's the process. But I want to play this clip, And we'll talk about it a little bit. It's a little lengthy. It's about 5 minutes, but I want to play it. And I think that you, and I might play half of it now and half of it after the interview. But I want you to get a full listen or a full scale of what it means to jump. So here is the, to be successful, you must jump, motivational speaking by Steve Harvey, courtesy of the official Steve Harvey Show on YouTube.
Every successful person in this world has jumped. I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. Eventually, you are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You've got to try to live. If you're waking up thinking that there's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump. And I'll tell you why I call it jumping. See, God, when he created all of us, he gave every last one of us a gift at birth. He never created a soul without endowing them with a gift. You just got to quit looking at gifts as running, jumping, singing, and dancing. It's more than that. It's if you know how to network, you can connect dots. You draw. You teach. Some of y'all fry chicken better than anybody else. Bake pie. Some of you cut hair, color hair. Some people do grass. I got a partner, man. Never wanted to go out with us because we stayed out too late. Come on, man, go out with now. I got to get up early morning cutting this Johnson grass. We kept laughing at this dude. Cutting grass. How much they pay? He got a landscaping company in Cleveland worth $4 million. Because all he do is cut grass. But he was gifted at it. I got a partner on a detail shop, make $800,000 a year. Detailing cars. He got 6 mobile trucks running around. $800,000 a year. All he do is detail cars. That's his gift. That's what he loved to do. You've got to identify that gift. Now listen to me. When you see people in life, when you're standing on the cliff of life and you see people soaring by, you hear about them doing wonderful things. Maybe you look up the street and your neighbor just gets a car every year and every 2 years. You're high just doing that. Have you ever thought, maybe this person right here has identified their gift and is living in their gift? Because your Bible says, this your Bible says, your gift will make room for you. Your gift, not your education. You go get an education, that's nice. But if you don't use your gift, that education ain't going to take you so far.
That's right.
I know a lot of people got degrees, man, that they ain't even using. It's your gift. But the only way for you to soar is you got to jump. You got to take that gift that's packed away on your back. You got to jump off that cliff and pull that cord. That gift opens up and provides the soar. If you don't ever use it, you're going to just go to work. And if you're getting up going to work on a job every day that you hate going to, that ain't living, man. You just existed. At one point in time, you ought to see what living's like. But the only way to see what living's like, you got to jump and hit a problem. Let me just be real with you. When you first jump, let me tell you something, the parachute will not open right away. You're going to hit them rocks. You're going to get some skin tore off on them cliffs. You're going to get all your clothes tore off. You're going to get some cuts on you. You're going to be bleeding pretty fast. But eventually,
enough is enough.
Eventually, the parachute has to open. That is a promise of God. That ain't a theory. That's a promise. His promises is true. Because listen to me. You cannot name one single thing God has not gotten you through. Name it. And if he ain't got you through it, he's currently pulling you through it right now. And the living proof of it is you sitting in here. If he hadn't got you through it, you wouldn't even be here. So if he ain't never not got you through it, why would he not let your parachute open?
And I'm going to stop right there because I think that is the most perfect place to stop. And we're going to revisit that. We're going to revisit that a little later in the show. And I'm going to tell you one thing. This brother ready to jump. This brother's ready to jump. And that's what has to happen. That's what has to happen. The process has to be what it needs to be. And if jumping is the process, then I'm getting ready to jump. I'm getting ready to jump, y'all. I told y'all I can't. It's time. It's time. And as he stated earlier, it's time to live. I want to live. I want to live life. I got to experience living life. And that's what's going to happen. Speaking of life and living, I want to introduce you to my first guest, Brother Super, Super, Super Sharp. And I think that you're going to really like what you are about to hear and what you're about to be exposed to. He is a life coach for Abundantly Developed Roots, which you know I am also a life coach, and we have many more life coaches that are going to come on this show. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on the show none other than life coach. Y'all, I just had a little flash of news. We'll get to that news, too. We'll get to that news. It's something that just come up to me. But I'm going to bring on the show Elohi. He's going to come on the show, and he's going to talk about what it is to be a life coach. Welcome to the show, brother. How you doing? Elohi, you on, man?
Hold on. Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Don't
brother.
Hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, peace. How you doing? How you doing, brother Jay?
I'm doing good, man. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be able to speak with you and let the listeners hear what it is that Abundantly Developed Roots is like throwing out. I mean, we hitting them with the 1-2 punches, and it don't make any sense. How we hit?
Yeah, we got the combination going. You're right.
So if you
we definitely got the 1-2 combination going.
Yeah, if you can tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, and we'll get into the meat of this. We're gonna be just chopping it up a minute.
Okay, I got you. First and foremost, my name is Elohi. I get thanks to the brother too. He called me, he texted me and asked me how to pronounce it. I get that a lot. I done had L-O-M-N-O-P. I done had what's the Hawaiian word? Ola. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
But it's
what,
yeah, but I've had a lot. I appreciate you calling me to get the correct pronunciation. You good. But all in all, well, I got to this walk, bro, and everyone, I got to this walk initially, it wasn't even for the service of others. You know how it is. We get called on something. We think that we choosing the journey, but the journey chooses us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
Initially, like I said, I got into it because of health. You know, I had a sciatica problem back in the day, and it was about 15 years ago. I had two sons, and they were young at the time. So I was looking at myself like I'm still young in my 30s. You know, so I was still doing what I'm doing now. But basically, at that moment, I was in pain. So I just looked into different modalities of health, but over time I was also observing life, and I noticed that basically what was going on was we weren't paying attention to something. And it's something mm-hmm. that's valuable, but we weren't really paying close attention to it. And like I say, this is my saying, we don't pay attention to something, but it's right under our nose. And mm-hmm. the thing that's right under our nose that could assist in all of the, if you want to say, ailments that's going on spiritually, mentally, emotionally, as well as physically, is the breath. It's right under our nose. It's a pun, if you will, metaphor, but that breath been right there the whole time. But as I was going through and I'm paying attention and observing certain things in my life and through my experience, I didn't really think about Tai Chi or yoga or meditation or anything like that as something that was going to be fundamentally as a groundbreaking aspect of my life in general, as far as my experience and going through the transition of becoming a better person for myself, my family, and the structure of society. Seeing through that madness was basically the way I saw through the madness, or through what I was educational madness was basically being able to breathe and to calm down the thoughts basically that was coming in and out. To be, mm-hmm. then after, you know, locating what was going on, that's when I was like, hold up, I'm getting better. And I'm about 3 years into it. Because I'm also a certified natural health professional. Inside of that training or inside of that instruction, I learned that within the body, if the body goes into a process of toxicity or basically acidity, mm-hmm. and it took the body 20 years, so to speak, to get in that state of like where we're inflammatory problems or some type of chronic issue going on in the body. If it took 20 years, what I was taught in natural health or naturopathy is that basically for every year it's a month of healing or detoxing. So if it took a person 20 years or 30 years, say, for instance, it's going to be roughly 3 years or 2 years if it's 20, for that person to eventually get all those toxins out and to be on that clean slate or homeostasis. But what I'm offering is basically, it's something, like I said, it's something basic and fundamental, but some of them, we don't really know how to breathe. I didn't know how to breathe properly when I first got into this this modality of health, which is, like I said, breathing is one thing, but it's not just the breathing aspect of it. It's the mind and the breath connecting with the body. So when we activate certain energy, it moves through properly, like metabolism, you know, certain things that's in that metabolism helps digestion, respiratory, you know, say, or circulation of the blood and all that. But I noticed that my body changes over the few years. Like I said, 3 years. Within 3 years, the sciatic issue was gone, alleviated completely out of my left side. I was back doing something, skateboarding, even roller skating and going out, doing things, basketball, running. And today I am a black belt in Tai Chi. I'm a black belt in Shaolin Kung Fu. Really don't have a ranking system in Tai Chi like to talk about. We have sashes, mm-hmm. but it's not really a ranking system. But I developed different means of natural health or ways of healing myself and also activating that healing energy within others by instructing them on how to pretty much take care of yourself. Because my dad told me, my pops told me on his transitionary bed, he said, take care of yourself. And he's like, mm-hmm. I want you to do that, because he was like, ain't nobody else going to take care of him. He was a smoker and stuff, you know. And he said, he was like, if he would have known about the smoking and all these other things that he was doing with his body and life, he wouldn't have never done it. And that right there, I mean, when he said that, you know, it gave me a smile to my heart, because he understood. He was looking at the plot that we are in right now and not unknowing this. Like I said, what we need is right under our nose the whole time. Yet we're mistakenly thinking that it's some type of physical operation or some type of superficial, you know what I'm saying, object that I got to pick up to make myself feel better inside. When it, you know what I'm saying, it's all right there, packaged by God in the breath.
That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. And, you know, what would you say to that person that's out there that's dealing with some of these issues and they don't know where to start? They come to you and they don't know where to start. What do you say to some of those people?
The first thing I would tell them to do is just sit and be still, be calm. And mm-hmm. I'm not even going to go into where they are. I'm talking mm-hmm. about like mentally and where they are physically. I'm mm-hmm. just going to be like, let's breathe. And I'm going to show them a breathing exercise. And then from there, I'm going to allow them the space to do whatever, you know, be open and speak. I feel the most, like I said, one of the most imperative things in life is to be relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So if my thoughts are jittery and they're rigid and you know, there's spastic all over the place, then it's mm-hmm. going to be hard for me to focus on what I really want. So by deep breathing or deep conscious breathing it's different type of meditations, but I all of them together is basically the same as deep conscious breathing. But when we are going into that mode, we're going to the relaxation mode, which is it was coined by Dr. Herbert Benson back in the 70s over in Harvard when he mm-hmm. was doing studies with the parasympathetic nervous system and transcendental meditation. And he noticed that the patients or those that was going through this study were becoming more relaxed, but also lowering their blood pressure. The circulation was improved without increasing the blood pressure. lowered the heart rate, perspiration. They weren't sweating as much. They were calm. So anxiety, depression issues. It lowers the blood cortisol, so therefore you won't have as much toxicity due to the fact that the serotonin levels, and we're not going to the fight or flight. We're going into the relaxation response, which produces melatonin, and is also a healing agent. So what I would tell them is basically just breathe. And then we'll go into, after about 5 minutes of whatnot, if they can get used to that, and I'll help them, you know, coach through it, you know, just being quiet and still in the mind, and I will also inform them what's going on with that, bro, and inside of those mm-hmm. thoughts, and how to deliberately transcend from those certain thoughts, because mindful meditation is basically being mindful of whatever's going on in the thoughts as they are produced, but also regulating the thoughts as they come in, and be like, oh yeah, put that, I accept that, I hug that, and then mm-hmm, let's put it in that room, let's go to this next room, because thoughts are transitory, they're not permanent. The only thing that's permanent is you, is the real person. The true mm-hmm. you is inside. And it's external stuff that we go through with our ego, but those things tend to become an operation that we're trying to fulfill this memory that's on the opposite end of what is truth. The experience is internal. And all the things that we go through outside of us is part of the experience, but they're not necessarily the active truth. You know what I'm saying? The truth is the experience within the actions, but everything that we're doing is not going to be actively the truth for every individual. You know what I mean? But those memories that we have. Go right ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. But let me ask you a question. The art of breathing. I've heard that before, and I also heard that in the Black community, we get afraid to accept that ideology, and why is that? Is that because it's not understood, or why are we not wanting to try things that are good for us?
Just like anything else, if you're thinking about who we are as a people, we are elders, or something. I was taught as far as like school of thought, it's something called first world uh-huh. order, and then second world. Or, you know, so the first, if you're thinking about like the melanated people on the planet Earth, then they would be first world order, but they're the elders. And what happens with elders when they get old? They get set in their ways.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's similar to that with the mentality that's been superimposed on the natural mind state of who we are as a people, as a whole. You know what I'm saying? So I go into the blood genetics of what I'm trying to explain. So we have what we have called Caucasian, and then we have what we call melanated people or people of color, whatever. So the blood types is lymphatic. Lymphatic is what Caucasians have, and hemogenic is what Blacks have. So hemogenic means basically blood genetics. Lymphatic mm-hmm. means water genetics, or through water. Lymph means water and pure water. So when you think about hypogenetics, you're thinking about thick blood. When you think about lymph, you think about water. It's a little bit more fluid. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about thick blood, what a thick blood, what they call us, they say we got thick skin, thick blood, but that means we stubborn.
Right.
But it's also in the blood, though. The genetics of the blood has a potential, since it's so thick, it holds on to certain qualities. So as mm-hmm. we don't breathe or we do breathe, we're going to get those intrinsic qualities into the DNA or into our cell. You know what I'm saying? So over time, it actually builds up a state of either opening up or closing up. It depends on what the energy is going in. So right now, we went through this perpetual state of fear, false experiences appearing real. So all these experiences that we went through, like I said, it's perpetually created a fear type of memory that we perpetually feed off of or pacify ourselves off of to say, I would rather be in this unknowing, this blissful state than to go through the situation or the process of change, because it may be painful. And the memories that I've had of this pain or these transitions that we went through, because it's just a transition, but we get stuck mm-hmm. in a memory. So the muscle memory of that pain instead of the muscle memory of the joy, because some of us haven't realized the joy within the muscle memory. So since we were still residing on that last thing, the past, and we don't see the gift of the present, we can't move forward into the future. You dig? So the past is the presence of our future. So as long as we don't relocate certain issues or certain things, that's not really problematic, because this is like breathing. It's fundamental. It's biblical. And God breathed into the nostrils of man. That's the first thing he did to Adam. You know what I'm saying? So it's very valuable to know that breath is valuable. I mean, you cut off the breath, everything gone. Cut off water, you cut off food, you can still survive for a limited amount of time. You know what I'm saying? 30 days without food. It's like a week and a half without water, something like that. But 30 seconds, most people, you know what I'm saying?
Breath, yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So see how valuable that is in the structure of life. But, you know, but that is one of the reasons why I think we don't move forward, is because we have been caught up in a system that teaches the spirit. Everything around us is conditioned by the state or that emotion of fear. It's two emotions that I say. We have love and we have fear. It's truly all love unconditionally, but the fear is brought out of love due to the reflection of where it comes from. So, but when we go into that fear mode, like anxiety or anger or depression or basically cheat or thieving or lying, those modes right there, that's fear. You know what I'm saying? When we go into the love mode, it's humility, gratitude, consideration, you know, honor, honesty, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
These two, this love and this fear, when that fear, as you know, is you can see it, it's persistent. It's always there. Every time we open the door, nowadays it's like we get up out the bed, and since what we have to do throughout the most of us, you know what I'm saying, this is what's, you know, the average person, since most of us have to relate to this reality with the bills, with the, you know, family structure that's going on.
Right.
So we have to do certain things to go into that mode, and we forget who we are inside all that. So that, that love of self and who we truly are, that true love within, is not even low. It's displaced due to the anxieties and the fears of what is outside of us superficially, which ain't even real. It's just transitory. So breathing, it can help. It does help. You know what I'm saying? It does help us to regulate the unnecessaries, what is called epigenetics, basically. Bruce Lipton. He coined that, epigenetics, but basically it means that 80% of our genetics is based on external environment. So the things that we do in our life is really what's generating or producing certain activities in our genetics, to where we actually, when we have a child, it goes to that. So the, you know, activities that we're doing in life now is going to reflect on our children just because of what's going on in the reality around us, and not really the genetics of our blood, like our hair color or our eyes, the way we, you know, certain things. That's only 20% of our genetics.
So let me ask you, now I know you said something about martial arts earlier. Is that why breathing and meditation is such a huge entity in martial arts? Because I know for myself, when, you know, I had put my son in martial arts, like when he was younger, because he wasn't being focused. And when we put him in martial arts, I mean, his focus, man, became so unreal, and it was so on point. And I really couldn't believe what I was looking at, because for so long he was just like, his focus was kind of shaky, but now his focus is so on point. And the breathing that was done during the martial arts experience, he remembered that. And is that why that's done during the martial arts?
That is one of the reasons. Yes, it slows down the, like I was saying earlier, the blood or the circulation and the breath, the respiratory. So if you, and plus on the stomp, or like if we're about to execute a yang, or it's like we got the yin and yang, right? This is how I look at it in Taoism and in Tai Chi Chuan. That's how I was taught. So in the yin and yang, the yin is very soft. You know what I'm saying? So it's subtle movements in our practice. And in the yang, it's hard. So it's harder movements. So it's like, and when we when we exert the yang punch, we go ha or huh.
Mm-hmm.
And that breath, we inhale when the yin is going. So the inhalation, is we call it the relaxation of force, but we are receiving the energy. So energy is coming in. And we focus the energy. I'm not going to go through the whole ordeal of how the energy
right.
is relating into the body, but we focus the energy to certain points in the body. And then on the release of the yang, we actively, you know what I'm saying, release the fire with the pop. So the ha is the heart energy. Ha is the heart sound. So if I'm releasing the hot, that's that fire, and that's the active mode. But also, as far as the breathing is concerned, within the yin or the internal martial arts, we have something called the inner smile meditation. So in the inner smile meditation, if it's five organs and five elements and whatnot. It's also called the five elemental meditation or five forces.
Mm-hmm.
But in this meditation, we go to the five organs with the five elements, five colors, but one and the five sounds. And the sound for the heart is hot. So we breathe in the color red, happy thought to the heart, and we transport negative thoughts to the positive happy thoughts. But when we breathe out, we breathe in. And then when we breathe out, it's... But that, you see how subtle that high is on the yin
mm-hmm.
version. But
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
that relation to the breath and the thought, it settles the mind and it in meditation, is like I was saying, it's concentration meditation, mindfulness meditation, transcendental meditation. I really look at it all like into one and just call it deep conscious breathing. Or deep
mm-hmm.
conscious meditation is basically all the same. But when we concentrate on a point or a thought or a color, that's concentration meditation. But you got this point in your mind, the color, a sound. So that sound, when it goes in, whatever it may be, it is going to give you a focus on whatever's going on in your mind. So if he took that into, like he's older now and it's been a few years, all he has to do, like I was saying earlier, the muscle memory. Go back to that room where when you go into life, it's always going to be something coming up because this is transitory, you know what I'm saying? So it's always something
mm-hmm.
new in the next door. But if you locate something in our life that we find so beneficial that it's a part of us permanently, we need to go back to that breath, you know what I'm saying? So when
right.
you go back to that thought or whatever, it's going to calm them down and it's going to help them refocus on, oh, yeah, let me get this right, this question right here. Uh-huh, I know that. Uh-huh. Then he got an A+ just because he went back to that memory of that class and that structure, how he became more focused and disciplined by way of the breath and what it does. You know, I'm talking long-winded, but basically just the experience of it. I say hearing is believing, seeing is knowing, becoming is experiencing, and being is experiencing. But in that becoming, experiencing the process, the sitting down, the moving around with the martial arts, the riding the bike, or the reading the book, in place of, you know what I'm saying, to walk in the park, in place of sitting down and looking at somebody walking the park on TV. You know, certain things and activities of nature that we naturally used to do, it's like, it's so far-fetched and almost fantasy because we get to press buttons and do things now. We forgot how to use our, you know what I'm saying?
That's amazing. Hey, let me ask you, do you have about 5 more minutes? I need to take a quick break, but I want to come back and I want to touch on something else with you. I think this is absolutely amazing stuff.
Oh, no doubt. 2 and 3. I got you. I'll be right here.
Okay, no doubt. All right, so the number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, you do not want to miss the ending of this interview. I think he's talking about some really good focal things that we need to use to apply in our life. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You wanna ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like to cruise. Turn up the sound, Zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get on and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load and dropping off is at the phone.
Kelly, yes, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare-ass covers to balling out of control, to cheating with no rubber and numerous coochie holes, to robbed at 22, put in the hospital, four biological children plus one and one possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad, but this is my getaway, still I can go on, but I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stick striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check, enterprise.
All right, all right. Behind the scenes working on it, building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Yeah. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you can get them and do a thing. And I ain't worried about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama told me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load. Dropping off because it's the folks I'm gonna bring.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with J.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Real quick, do a little shout-out. I appreciate South Philly, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Gastonia, Tallahassee, Florida, Houston, Texas, Bakersfield, California, Tacoma, Washington, Denver, Colorado, and I'm pretty sure that I left out somebody, but just I don't blame me for it, y'all. My mind sometimes is not as sharp as it used to be. But, you know, I love you guys all. Continue to support the show. Please continue to support the show because it's very important. We get the word out. We get the information out. I give you the platform that you need to make sure that you can get the information out that you need to get out. So if you guys are just joining us, we have been talking to Abundantly Developed Roots Life Coach Elohi. He is on the show. And I'm telling you, the knowledge that he's dropping is great. The knowledge that he's dropping, you need to be grasping onto it. And I hope that you understand what's going on. Elohi, you still on here with me, brother?
I am here. Peace, 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 prosperity, protection, and good health.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask you, I didn't want to keep you too much longer, but I wanted to ask you. Now, you're a life coach with Abundantly Developed Roots, and when someone is seeking, like someone who wants to learn how to breathe, to utilize that breathing method, to utilize learning how to get their body where it should be mentally and whatever other way that the breathing affects their body. When they look you up, where should they go?
Well, the Four Directions of Health on Instagram, Facebook, the Four Directions of Health, also Elohi Hetepu Elbe. So that's E-L-O-H-E-E. Hetepu is H-E-P-U Elbe. It's a space Elbe, E-L hyphenated B-E-Y. But both Instagram and Facebook. Through ADR, of course, I'm on there on the webpage on their directory. So ADR will be right now will be one of the best routes to get directly in touch with me as well. I do have personal contacts, but you know what I'm saying? I would rather not get that out right now.
Yeah, so, I'd rather you not do that either.
You know what I'm exactly. Yeah, I might be getting calls at 10 o'clock or 12 in the morning.
Yeah.
But I am here for everyone. I'm, like I said, it's wise I need your nose, but that would be the best route right there. Those personal contacts on Instagram, Facebook, ADR as well, you know what I'm saying? That might be the best way. But right now, I'm at ground zero with a lot of this, but I've been teaching and instructing this and practicing, and, you know what I'm saying, through my own experience and what I've learned and what I've gained as far as what I've learned has been so beneficial, and that's the reason I'm going on this in this route, and that's the reason I began teaching. So
yeah,
that I can also – so I can give that.
Yeah,
oh, go
yeah.
ahead.
Well, you know, with this age – with this, what you are offering is very well received and very well needed, is much needed, that is. But you know what? I think it'll be very well received, more than what we probably realize.
You're right. You're right. I'm seeing that now. It's like with this conversation we're having and how ADR, you know what I'm saying, Abundantly Developed Roots has taken on this role to gather these individuals, the vanguards, to actually go out there and put forth that effort and effect change in this reality on those premises. So that is a power move right there, like I said, and it is needed. It is definitely a necessity, because breath is a necessity. So
That's right.
We are not properly breathing, if we're shallow breathing, if we're not really focusing on what's going on with that breath and how it's moving through the body, we could have all type of issues just because of the – I mean, everything starts in the mind, first and foremost, right? So if my thoughts are negative or toxic and it's going to my cellular structure due to, you know what I'm saying, just thinking, but that is true, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm breathing in, because it's an old saying, with every thought, there's a breath, and with every breath, there's a thought. So every time I'm thinking, I'm also breathing. But with every breath, I'm also thinking. So what is attached to that breath? Is it my thought?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or is it the thought of this reality? So when we slow down the breathing, we can actually locate our own personal realities within that breath, or our true archetypal information that's residing in our genetics. So because all the superficial epigenetics is tearing through, and we can't really see our ancestral history or the data that was already in there that we can accept and agree with and move forward. But what I'm saying is the past is very important.
Right.
The future is important too. But if we're going to locate the gifts that were given to us from the past and the present, how are we going to move forward into the future? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. That, I mean, I agree with everything you're saying. And that's why I think it's going to be very well accepted. I think that you're going to be really busy, my friend, with ADR. Once everything is said and done, you're going to be really busy, and I hope that people will reach out to you and make sure that they get the services that they need to get with you.
And that's what I'm here for. I'm here for you guys. I'm here for my. I know what is done for me, so I'm here for everyone because I want to see that change too. Well, you know what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How much time do we have left?
I'm getting ready to let you go, bro.
I had a poem I wanted to read if we had the time.
Yeah, you don't even have to ask me that.
Cool.
Let's go ahead and do that.
Cool. No doubt. The poem is entitled Life is Full. So life is full, all right? Life is full of ups and downs, highs and lows. It comes and goes. Life is full of good and bad, happiness and sadness. Looking back while moving forward. Life is full of wants and needs, selfishness and greed, giving instructions and taking orders. Life is full of sisters and brothers, friends and foes, becoming younger while getting older. Life is full of wisdom and folly, temperaments and jolly, living for today, less stress for tomorrow. Life is full of this and that. I should have, I would have, I could have, in fact, if all plans were followed. Life is full of credits and debts, accomplishments and regrets. I'll get it done. Have patience. Life is full of parties and fights. Who's wrong? Who's right? You just walked away. Now I miss you. Life is full of memories that empower, emotions that can sour, dangling from a necklace of feelings. Life is full of I want more, I want more. What about him? What about her? First things first, take care of the children. Life is full of tickets and traffic. Whew. Hold up. Forgive me. Hold on. I know that. Life is full of tickets and traffic. We're moving in the fast lane. It's hard to see the truth through the tinted window. Life is full of bad habits. I see it. I got a habit, even if it's just a spoonful. Life is full of hot and cold days, light and dark days, sunrise. And there shines the moon. Life is full of family and strangers, meetings and greetings. Why are you leaving so soon? Because life is full of ups and downs, highs and lows, it comes and goes. So live life to its fullest. Peace, prosperity, protection. Yeah.
My brother.
Yes, indeed.
I definitely felt that. I definitely felt that. And I hope the listeners did too. You full of surprises, brother. Good surprises.
yeah, that's us, bro. That's us, you know.
Good surprises.
Life is full, bro. I appreciate the bill and everything, bro, Jay.
Hey, well, you know,
I'm in transition right now. No doubt. That's what it's all about. Community.
If we don't do it together, it'll never get done. And I preach that all the time on this show. And I am just so thrilled that you were able to come on. And, you know, the interview went surprisingly and exceedingly, I ain't going to say surprisingly, but exceedingly more knowledgeable than I ever imagined. And what you just left us with, I hope that it sticks to somebody's mind and it touches somebody's heart. Because it was deep.
Thank you. Yeah. It's life. That's from my experience, that's something that I saw. But it's not just from my own point of view. Like it's like a bird's eye point of view. So observing life through my eyes and through the eyes of my family. And like I said, society as a whole, it helps us to be able to look through the eyes of others, to be able to really be, you know, what they say, empathetic, sympathetic, whatnot. But when we consider the feelings of others and we understand what they're going through, then it's hard to react in that emotion of whatever it is that we're about to react to, because we understand the plot that they're going through, or whatever pains or whatever happiness they're going through.
Yes.
But, you know what I'm saying, all in all, life is full, you know what I'm saying? I get thanks for the opportunity to be a part of ADR. I get thanks to you, Brother Jay. I get thanks to the sister, Shanika Marie, as well. She introduced me to D and the ADR family. And I get thanks to Royce. I'm a part of the Royal Status Organization, or the Queen. I am Queen Status. I am King Status. So we're moving forward towards two. Now, I get thanks to that. I get thanks to all you guys, you know what I'm saying, peace, prosperity, protection, and good health. Just keep moving forward.
No doubt. Elohi, ladies and gentlemen. Elohi, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you, brother. You know we will connect off the show. And I appreciate you coming on the show, but you know you'll be back on the show also.
All right. That's what's up.
All right, brother. Be easy, and we will connect, all right?
All right. I got you. Love you, bro.
Love you more, man. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That brother gave me a lot to think about, a whole lot to think about. Things, you know, things happen for a reason, y'all. And sometimes that, you know, sometimes you can kind of pinpoint why something is happening to you. And sometimes you don't know what in the world is going on with your chakra. You don't know what in the world is going on with your spirit. You don't know what in the world is going on with your body, your mind. You don't know what's going on. And then sometimes, for the strangest reason, things appear to be all right. You know, I don't quite get how that happens. I'm appreciative of that. It lets me, it gives me a constant reminder that God has always got his hands on me, especially when I think that things are going so horribly wrong. And then all of a sudden, when it gets almost at the worst it could possibly be, that shimmer of light comes in. And it reminds me that God has not taken his hands off me yet. And I have to continue to remember that. I have to continue to put that into the minds and the hearts of my children. I have to remember to continue to put that in the community, come across people in the community. I have to be able, look, guys, we got to be able and willing to openly tell each other we love each other. We have to be able to show that we love each other. We have to be able to show our children that we have love for our community, that we have love for the progress that they are making. We have to show these things, and we have to quit with the going against one another. There's no point in that. There's no point in that. There's no reason that should happen. None whatsoever. Now, I said that I wanted to show you guys, or I wanted to let you hear the rest of Jump from that Steve Harvey show. And I'm gonna play that in its entirety right now. So I want you to listen to the rest of what he's saying about to be successful, you must jump, all right? So we left off with your parachute opening.
See, it has to open, man. You can play and deal without the cut in the pain. And you can stand on that cliff of life forever. But if you don't jump, I got another promise I can make. Your parachute will never open. You'll never know. You'll never know what God really has. See, your God has a wonderful life for you. Once again, I'm going to refer to your Bible. Now, you go down there, you memorize these scriptures, you're going to apply them to yourself. Your Bible says that he comes to give you life and give you life more abundantly. If I were you, I would jump, because that's the only way to get to that abundant life. You got to jump, man. You got to take a chance. Now, when I get through talking, there are those of you who have discussed this. I got bills.
No, man, I've heard that so many times.
Whether you stay on your cliff or you jump, you're going to have bills. Well, if I quit my job, I'm going to ruin my credit. If you got a job, you live in check to check. Even if you got A1 credit, you can't buy nothing else no damn way. At one point in time, man, do yourself a favor. Go see what God really do. God hold you up, man. He ain't gonna let you fall. He ain't bring you this far and let you fall. Do yourself a favor, man. Before you leave this world, before you die, jump. Just jump one time. Just jump. Thank you very much.
One time. One time, y'all. Just jump one time. And I think that that is the perfect way to end the show today. Make sure you go check out The Gift and Drele September the 10th at the Little Theater in Gastonia. They will be performing there. Then they got another show on November 11th, the Little Theater in Gastonia. You will see a very special commercial coming out about their performance. And I think that you guys are really, really, truly going to like it. And, well, I know you are because you liked the first one. And it was really, really entertaining. And I know that it's for the community. And that's what I do this show for. So I tell you guys each and every day that I have this show, that I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. And I want you to remember that. So if you ain't doing nothing else, or if you don't do anything else this weekend, tell someone that you never told or that you haven't told in a long time. You love them, you care about them, you're there for them, and you're going to watch them grow as long as they put their foot forward. You're there to help them. That's what we need. That's camaraderie. That's community. That's family. And If we call each other family, we need to start treating each other like family. I love you guys, and I will see you guys on Monday's show. You guys are destiny, and I mean definitely, been live in the day with Jay.